This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
How should you prepare for a debt default? Will it affect you? How about this nut, this man that rammed the U-Haul into barriers near the White House praising Hitler after his arrest? Sadly, more than 450 Catholic clergymen and 2,000 children, part of what this report came up with in Illinois, saying that those 450 abused those 2,000-plus children. Sad, sad, sad. And in Yellowstone, what in the heck, people, is going on? Why do park visitors interact with a bison and think it's okay? Because of that, the park had to euthanize an animal. There we are. My name is Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging with us here on this particular show. So what does it mean we have no deal yet as far as the debt ceiling is concerned? We realize that we're so far into it with the trillions and trillions and trillions that we're in debt. But by not lifting it, not paying the bills, what does it actually mean to you and me? I explained this the other day in an email I got as a military family. My husband was in the military for 4 years, so the military news specifically laid out, geez, here's what's going to happen to people who are waiting for checks, veterans, and then those who are currently serving. They expect you could face a delay. So if an agreement isn't reached to prevent the U.S. from defaulting on its debt, we'd have some economic disarray or chaos or whatever word you want to throw in there. We already know millions of Americans, from investors to Social Security beneficiaries, would be affected by it. Military families, I specifically pointed out, because you know you're talking about more than 2 million federal civilian workers and around 1.4 million active duty military members. So because there would be this, not that they wouldn't get their pay, but there'd be a lag in payments, what the suggestion is you should keep extra cash. Well, gee, thanks for that. I hope they have the extra money. Meaning, if you have emergency funds, top them off. If you have a thin budget, it's going to be really, really, really tough. Although every military service has an organization that can help with temporary loans if it's a serious crunch, like a car breaking down or something else that you face that would just be, you know, too much. The other thing is there are definitely people listening to the show that have 401ks. If whether it's teeny tiny, bigger, it doesn't matter. But you work at a company where you've worked for a while and you got a 401k. So it's something to look at because it might be a little bit more volatile. But I really think it's the military, people connected to the military, and anything with Social Security. So the average payment for one of the 66 million people who get Social Security benefits, which is, you know, $18.27 a month in 2023, that payment could be delayed in a debt default, right? I mean, it's possible the Treasury could continue making on-time payments because of the entitlement program's trust fund, because they have a trust fund, but you got benefits that are dispersed four times a month, on the third day of the month and on three Wednesdays. So $25 billion a week, people, is sent out. So those are the things to look out for that could absolutely affect some of the people that are listening to this show. And it's obviously on the mind of a lot of people. You know, here we go. This happens, and you don't always hear, sometimes it's not as big of a story. This was pretty big because it was so obvious that this guy had this U-Haul and he was ramming into the barriers near the White House. If you've never been to the White House, they have those like bollards, they call them, that are set up. You're not getting past them. And especially if you're trying to ram through them, forget about it. So a man accused of ramming a U-Haul into the barriers was really singing the praises of Hitler after he was arrested, according to what the court filings show. Cy Kondalu, 19 years old, from Missouri, took a flight from Missouri to Washington, rented the U-Haul, and then decided that what he wanted to do was he wanted to become president. He was going to overthrow the government and install himself in power. I mean, seriously, that's what all these court documents show, because that's what he said, that he was going to kill the president if necessary, because he wanted to overthrow the government and he wanted to be in power. He wanted to be in of power. So, needless to say, this kid was in handcuffs, wearing a t-shirt and shorts. He appeared in court on Tuesday afternoon. He's held in custody without bail. He hasn't entered a formal plea in federal court, where his case will continue with an initial appearance on a single charge on Wednesday. And he destroyed basically about $1,000 of property, meaning the ramming into the basically the bollard. So Secret Service said no agency or White House personnel, of course, were injured in the incident whatsoever. The truck carried a Nazi flag, among other things, crashed into the security barriers on the north side of Lafayette Square at 16th Street just before 10 o'clock Eastern on Monday. So then it all unfolded that it was intentional, and part of his whole idea is, if, well, they wouldn't just give me the keys to the kingdom, he was going to kidnap and harm the president. And so now they're looking into mental health, and if that plays any kind of a part into this. But the president was at the White House. Nobody was in danger. The National Security Council coordinator for strategic communications, who is John Kirby, said it's difficult to know for sure what the motivations were, and the incident is being investigated. So there you go. But there was witnesses there. So you could see this 26-foot moving truck stop on the sidewalk and ram and accelerate and ram and crash and crash and crash. And then eventually he gets arrested. You know, they have a bomb squad that comes out, checks to make sure there wasn't a bomb on the truck. And there, you know, you have it. I hate these stories, and abuse of any kind, children, et cetera, is just... It's the worst. I mean, there's no great words, adjectives I can use for this. It's despicable. It's appalling. It's, you know, anything you would like to insert in there. But more than 450 adult Catholic clergy have been accused, have abused, they say, nearly 2,000 children in the state of Illinois over a period of 90 years. There's been a huge investigation into this. And it identified specifically like 275 abusive clerics and religious brothers in the Archdiocese of Chicago, and then others in other cities in Illinois. And some of the accused abusers worked in multiple parishes, dioceses, if you want to call it that. And the report claims to have identified 149 individual perpetrators who were previously undisclosed by the Catholic Church, and that the Catholic Church continued to publicly disclose perpetrators during the course of the investigation. So it's just this long list of the egregiousness of abuse that we've seen that has happened in the Catholic Church. And so what are they going to say in Illinois? They say it's just a reminder that some of the clergy in the church committed shameful and disgraceful sins against innocent victims, survivors, and did damage that simply cannot be undone. And there it is. It simply cannot be undone, and they should do everything they can to make the community safer for the people that go to those churches and their children that go to those schools. Man Cave coming up next.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113, DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Cave. A lot to talk about in the world of sports. Thanks to Sammy and also Jason, who say, hey, don't forget the man cave. There was a show last week where I didn't do a man cave, so thanks. You like the man cave. The Celts like the idea that, hey, not so fast. The Heat have not wrapped this series up. On Tuesday, the Celts came through, beat the Heat 116-99 on the road. Miami does lead the series 3-1. It's really kind of impossible to come back from that kind of a deficit, but just because it's a rarity, it doesn't mean that the Celts can't be the team to do it, although no team in NBA history has ever successfully trailed from a 3-0 deficit in a best-of-seven series. 150 have tried, 150 have failed. But here's the scoop on what happened in this game. So Jimmy Butler, who's a guy who I like, he is Mr. Automatic, scored 29 for Miami in the losing effort, which was outscored 48-22 in a 14-minute stretch that turned the game. And that's what happened. Right? That's what happened. They got on that run, and that was it. Jason Tatum had 33 points and 11 boards, and they staved off elimination. So they did the things that they needed to do. They went on those runs and nailed some of the three-pointers at critical times, an 18-0 run in a 3-minute third quarter spurt that they had that really whipped that game around. And they're hoping that it changes the momentum of this series. And again, just because it's never happened doesn't mean it can't happen. But I still don't believe that the fans in Miami are panicking that, here we go. This could be a turnaround moment. I don't think so. So Thursday, tips at 7:30, Heat and the Celts. This time it's at the Garden in Massachusetts. So how about that? This means more rest for Denver because they swept the Lakers 4-0. And that could be a good thing or could be a bad thing. That's a whole different story. We're not even there yet at this point. All right, the NFL rules, just like college football, we know that. I talk about that all the time, that if I did a poll with most of the people I know, and in fact, when I was on the air in some of the biggest sports stations in the country, because, you know, I'm a content junkie, started off in news, did some sports, people would always want to go back to talking about football. You know, there were other things that were happening in New York when I was in New York or in Dallas, but or on syndicated NBC or CBS. But football. I remember I got a memo one time from a program director at a big station I worked with who was a great guy, and he said, stick to football, people. Remember, we want to talk a little hockey, a little hoop, certainly a little baseball, but stick to the breadwinner, meaning, yeah, people want to know more about what's happening in the world of pigskin, of football. All right, so here's a couple of quick things. There's always conversations about the fair catch. About the fair catch rule, and you know, when they have the rules and the competition committee, when they have these meetings in the NFL, there's conversations about what should be changed, what's working, what's not. But NFL owners took what might be their kind of final step, I guess you would say, Tuesday toward decreasing, they say, injuries on kickoffs before considering a more kind of dramatic set of changes, approving a rule that would incentivize fair catches on balls fielded outside of the end zone. So this season, a fair catch on a kickoff will be placed at the 25-yard line regardless of where it is fielded, right? The proposal is designed to kind of counteract an increase in pop-up kickoffs that some teams use to pin the returning team deep in their own territory. But see, here's what happened. Concussion rates on kickoffs have definitely increased over the past couple of seasons, twice as high as the average offensive or defensive play. They have the stats on this. So despite a series of different tweaks to that kind of format, it's resulted in touchbacks on, ready for this, roughly 60% of kickoffs on an annual basis. So Rich McKay is the chairman of the NFL's competition committee. He said that most of that surge is traced to an increase in returns caused by pop-up kicks. And so the data showed that clearly that higher rate of injury, that's what it is. And they've been talking about it for years, but they haven't made any progress. So they think this step is appropriate to try to address it, and that they could continue to keep the play in an exciting way, but a little bit safer is what they're saying. And, you know, we'll see. The average return on kickoffs, on kicks fielded outside of the end zone last season went to the 24.3-yard line. So the fair catch would give teams an advantage of just a little bit, a little tiny bit on average based on what I said on the 25. So, how about that? And, you know, it's in effect for one season, so that means they'll resume the conversation in 2024. That's how this all happens. So if there's a lot of complaints, or it doesn't work, really is the main thing, then that's what they'll look at, that maybe this is not the way to go. But for now, that's going to be one of the big changes, and I think that's a pretty big change. We get it closer and closer to training camps, and then there's more conversations about, ooh, who could be the unsung hero, what could possibly happen? What's it going to be like for these new faces on teams? Like, there's a lot of anticipation in Jets land, Aaron Rodgers, but he's got some kind of an ankle injury, but I guess the ankle injury isn't that serious, because any injuries, minor, whatever, they're always going to be really looked at as you get closer to the end of May, get into June, you've got these mini camps, and then, of course, the concern is what's that like when you get closer to the regular season, who's gonna be ready or not. So, like, for example, San Francisco 49ers, they're optimistic that Brock Purdy is going to be ready for the season opener. He'll be cleared, they hope, their quarterback, to return to football. And, you know, Kyle Shanahan is saying as much because he keeps getting asked this question all the time. But he had his right elbow repaired in March after suffering an injury in the NFC Championship game back in January, the end of January. And the estimates for that kind of an injury, 5 to 7 months, and they say they'd have a better idea on the return date when he started his throwing program at the 12-week mark. So he hits that on June 2nd, and they feel that he's going to progress, or they hope he's going to progress, and that he'll be able to be back and be there, complete an off-season program in mid-June, rehab, and be able to do what he has to do to get in there for that first game. So there's another example of what you have to prepare for. Otherwise, San Francisco signed veteran Sam Darnold to a one-year deal in free agency, and he may be who would jump in if he wasn't ready. But they definitely want to go with Purdy if they can, because he's the guy. He's the one that they want to be in there, but they're not going to pull him back in if he's not quite ready, right? If he's not quite ready, they're not going to do that. All right, I am a fan of the great game of baseball. As much as I grew up around football, I still loved baseball, too. Went to plenty of Phil's games when I was a kid, and it's been interesting to see how things are shaping up for certain teams. Like in Tampa, they can't get enough of their Rays up. That's the big saying. You know, there's always some kind of a hashtag, tagline, whatever, Rays up. But the Blue Jays were having none of it. So of all the scores that I saw in baseball today, the Blue Jays crush the Rays 20, demolish them 20-1. I've seen the Jays play the Rays now a couple of times, and I've seen this Blue Jay team. What a insane score that is. I mean, Tampa is 35-15. Baltimore is 3 games behind them in the American League East, and then the Yankees are 5 games back. But this game was just a laugher. Because they got on the board early and they just continued to drive in runs in every way imaginable up and down that lineup. So when it rains, it pours, and none of the Rays pitching could stop the barrage of the hitting of the Blue Jays. All right, that's the Man Cave. Stay with us.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah. USA News Update. Negotiations to raise the debt ceiling continue between House Republicans and the White House.
They both reiterated that default is off the table and only way forward is in good faith and toward a bipartisan budget agreement.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says President Biden remains hopeful a deal can be reached, but earlier today, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy said negotiations are not at all close. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will announce he is running for president tomorrow. According to several reports, DeSantis will launch his bid live on Twitter tomorrow night in a conversation hosted by Elon Musk. Former President Trump's New York criminal case will head to trial next March. It will begin less than 3 weeks after the first Republican presidential primaries. Trump appeared virtually in court today to hear terms of a protective order that bans him from speaking publicly about any evidence in the case. John Schaefer, USA News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
bride? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
On Author's Corner here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We are so excited to have a conversation with Kelly Popwell. Her book is called Heart Race, and it is exactly the kind of genre that I absolutely love. This is a story that will pull you in and will take you all the way through. In fact, I think it's going to be very hard to put down. So again, let's talk about the book. Let's talk with Kelly about how she came up with this story. Kelly, thanks for popping on.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. So what was it that drove you, first of all, to write this novel?
My husband, well, my boyfriend at the time, we started writing little stories to one another, and he just liked my writing style, and he said, I really think that you should write a book. And I had never thought about it before, and I thought, you know what? It'd be great for a fiction because you can make up your story, you can make up your characters, and you can just, you know, go with what you want. I mean, and everybody likes to be in a fantasy world, so you know it's fiction, but then also, you know, it could be like somebody's story, but they're living every day.
Let's talk about the story. Somebody comes up to you and they say, Kelly, what's the book about? I love the cover. What's the story about?
I like to call this genre, I basically call it a political romance thriller because it's got all these different components. It's got the romance and it's got the thriller because this, the political person that she is running against is very, has a lot of scandal and grief scrupulous, and he just has a lot of demons in his closet. And she's this wholesome, honest attorney, and she just can't understand that these people could be this scrupulous when they get into office. And she just has to overcome all these issues with her opponent. So, yeah.
Ooh. And we, you know, we're going to give away all the stories.
Right.
Tell us about developing her. Tell us about personality, all of that.
Okay. Well, the main character in this story, she's an attorney from New Hampshire, and her name is Casey Butler. And the way I came up with her name was because my name at the time was Kelly Blumball, so I wanted to use my initials, so I came up with Casey Butler. So it would be, you know, kind of a play on me. And Casey is an attorney, and she came from an honest family, and she went to law school, got her degree, and then somebody had asked her about running for either a House seat or a Senate seat, and she just didn't think it was right at the time. And then, you know, when she saw, like, you know, an African-American become a president, she saw all these, you know, Secretary of State became women and an open gay cabinet member, she's like, now might be a good time for me to run. And what she has to do is she has to look for a campaign manager and get all these different affairs in order to make her run for Senate. And she puts the word out, and she's looking at all these different candidates, and she finds a guy from South Carolina. And he comes up, and they had a good rapport. So he became her campaign manager, and unbeknownst to them, they had some chemistry, and they started to fall in love, but she knew it wasn't right. He knew it wasn't right, but you know how it is when two people get together that fall in love.
How fun. So then again, it's like you said, it's political romance thrill. I like the way that you build that, because that's exactly what you've got here in your work, which, by the way, you can get on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. And, you know, you have Casey Butler and obviously a female and female in the political works and what that's like. Was it fun for you to write this?
Oh, absolutely. The nice part about it, especially being fiction, you can start to type and then all of a sudden an idea will pop in your mind, whether it's a new character you want to develop, then you have to name that character, you have to get a background on that character. And you kind of like, you can make it up as you go. And it's like, I'm just typing along. And it's like, oh, I could use this person's name, or I could make this character. And it was just so easy flowing that it just developed as it went on. It was like, and it goes in a different way than what you first expected. When you go into it, you think, this is the beginning, this is the middle, this is the end. And as you're going, different things just started to develop. It's like, oh, you know, I can pull this in now. And a lot of it goes from, you know, your own life story or what you see on the news. And it's just really a good development as I progressed into it.
Yeah, you know, they say a sign of a good book is when the character lives with you. And I can tell she definitely lived with you, where that's why you said, you know, you have this idea. Someone saw that ability in you to tell a good story. And then she and the story actually takes you in different directions. How fun is that? Was this just a gas for you to write this book?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it was, I had so much fun writing it and developing things. And in the book, there's a dog, Casey. She doesn't have any children. She's not married, but she has a dog, and this dog is her life. And she just, you know, and I know a lot of people out there, just their dogs are like their world. You see them walking around in strollers and stuff with their dogs and buy them all these things. So she has a good background, and she's just a wholesome person. And like I said, her dog means a lot to her. Her dog in the story is named Bella. It's a black lab. And there's a lot of funny things that happen with the dog in the story as well.
Oh, I love that. And we have such a dog-centric population. Trust me, there, and you know this, there are so many people that absolutely love, 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 love dogs. And, you know, you see how politics are, and what comes out of what you talk about it in your book is, gosh, how hard, you know, campaign manager, how hard it is to really run.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've worked with a state senator at one point on her campaign many years ago, and just just the amount of decisions that have to go into something. You have to have a campaign slogan. You have to have the color scheme that you want. You have to make your posters that you're putting up. You want to do your t-shirts. And everything has to focus around one point. And like in Casey's point, she loves the color purple. So purple was in her color scheme. It was like, you'll see that when she does her one big campaign, fundraiser, she has the purple flowers and, she develops around that. And then her campaign slogan is, we've got to do it right this time for Washington. And everything develops from that. And it just seemed to flow when I was doing it.
Yeah, and you can tell that, absolutely. So what do you hope when people pick up your book, what do you hope they take away from reading Heart Race, your novel?
I want them to take away the fact that when you fall in love, it's not just you, it's another person. And the fact that sometimes you can't control your feelings. When you meet somebody and it just sometimes happens and you don't want it to happen, but sometimes the chemistry is just too much. And then the whole fact that she is an honest and wholesome person, she doesn't want to fall out of being that person as well. And she just has an aura around her that she can draw people in, and then these people, like other characters that came into the story, it's like she has a sense of, she likes to help people. And the people who she's helping is like, why are you helping me? And she just has a rapport with these people and she just draws them in. And the other characters in the story as well, some other ones fall in love because they interacted with her.
Ooh, does this make you want to write more books? Because we want to read more of your books.
Oh, absolutely. If I had more time, I would just, if I could be dropped on a deserted island with just a pen and paper for a month, I would love it. Right now, it's so hard to find the time because of working and everything that I can actually sit down and write. But the stories are in my head. I just have to get them onto paper. But there's times it's like, when I was writing this book, there was times I'd wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh, my character could do that. So I would have a pen and paper beside my bed. But I didn't want to turn on the light to interrupt my husband, so I would like try to write in the dark. Then I get up the next morning and go, hey, try to decipher this. And then I remembered what I was writing.
Oh, how funny. So you have, I mean, so it's funny because Casey is definitely still with you and sometimes they're in your thoughts and giving you ideas about, hey, don't put me away yet.
Right. And there's some people that have read the book that have, they would call me and go, when's the sequel coming out? I need to know what happens when she goes to D.C.
Right, because what's the other side of that? Yeah.
Yeah, so there's times it's like, should I do a sequel to this, or should I just do a whole new different cast of characters or something? So, but it definitely could have a sequel to it, the way it ended.
It could, and we're not going to tell anyone about the ending. You have to get this book. It will pull you in. It's so easy to pick up. Like I said before, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Kelly Popwell, terrific catching up with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And the best part about this book is Keith Urban makes an appearance several times because she's a fan of his. So Keith Urban does make an appearance with his wife, Nicole, for a fundraiser. And like I said, my ultimate goal in life would be to write the Keith Urban biography for him. But whenever it comes to that, maybe someday. But, it's just the book is so well taken by so many people so far.
Yep, I love it. And I love that you put in the Keith Urban, the nod to Keith Urban, because how much you enjoy him and enjoy his music and have met him, etc. So that we're not going to give everything away, but it's really, again, a great book to read. Kelly, thanks.
Thank you so much, Kate. It was great talking with you.
You too. Love somebody like you.
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
This is my island in the sun, where my people have stars that have begun. I may sail on many seas, the shore will always be home to me.
All right, the name of the book is Hidden So Deep. Its author, Stone Spicer, joins us here on Author's Corner on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And I love this book. You know why? You know how much I love Hawaii. Then you throw mystery, intrigue, a little bit of crazy in it, and you are going to be hooked too as well. Stone, thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Kate. Any time I can talk about Hawaii, it's just, I'm in heaven.
I agree with you. And I think we should tell that story because you lived in Hawaii, and it's interesting because you went to school in Hawaii. So tell us about that. Tell us about your love for the islands and how that all happened.
Well, I ran away from home, literally, when I was 17, and I was living in Australia. And, of course, Hawaii is very close to Australia in direct line, so that's where I ended up. And one of the things my father asked me to do, he said, well, if you're going to leave, please go to university. So I went to University of Hawaii, and that's 70-some-odd years ago.
Yeah, and it's interesting, too, because you had a wonderful wife from everything that you've told me in our great off-air conversation, and you met her through the university, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Matter of fact, the very first day of classes, English 101, matter of fact, I walked in and there was this very stunningly beautiful Hawaiian woman sitting there. And 3 years later, she's my wife.
Yeah,
5 years later, we're starting Purdue's Little Ones.
I love that story. So you decide to write this book, and you've written other books. What is Hidden So Deep about? Tell us about your main characters and the gist of the story.
Well, the main character is Vian Koa, a young woman, graduated from university. She's a geologist. Born and raised in a big island of Hawaii, and she's just got natural curiosity to explore. And she ends up exploring on Mauna Loa, drops down into a lava tube to explore the olivine and the walls of the lava, and her rope breaks. And she lands on a shelf a long ways down in the tube. And that starts the hunt. Because her dear friends on Oahu get a call from Vian's father saying that she's lost. All they can find is a truck that's been hot-wired. And so the hunt begins. And from there, we kind of morph into a lot of... I try to bring in as many places in the islands that I can that have disappeared, just vaporized under mountains of lava or bulldozers, and I try to recreate these spots so that people unfamiliar with the islands can relive something that's no longer there. They eventually do find her under the rumbling of an earthquake that's slowly drifting her towards the edge of a fall-off within this cave. So, yeah, it ends well. I don't like sad endings. I never write a story that has a sad end. I don't know how to do that. I don't enjoy sad endings. So all of my novels have an upbeat to it, an uplift.
Yeah, and this one, I love the title, Hidden So Deep, because that makes sense because of what you're talking about, the lava tube, what happens to her. She all of a sudden feels like this earthquake roll across the big island, and it pushes her to the brink of maybe death. And so there really is, in this book, there is the kind of thriller mystery, and I said intrigue at the beginning, and I would say the same thing, after going through this journey with her. What do you hope people take away from reading your novel?
Just a good feeling, Kate. That's predominantly why I guess I don't like happy, I don't like sad endings. I like happy endings. If a reader reads through this book and puts it down and says, yeah, that was a good story. I like that. But they get a little quirk of mystery and intrigue and a little heartbeat running while they're trying to search and find the woman. So when they put the book down, I want them to feel good and feel that they was worth reading and learn a little bit about the islands, like you say, about places that are gone, that they will never see, that I know so well, that I knew were there, was there. So, and that's the case in this book. There's a couple of places, a Queen's Bath, it was up on Kilauea, that's gone now. Halanui, which is a warm pond that just recently got overflowed with lava and disappeared forever. So there's a lot of just absolutely stunning places that used to be that are no longer. Visitors to the island now will never see them.
Yeah, so, what lava gives, it takes away, too. And you see the show, but then there are the other things that happen when to obviously some of these sites that you're talking about. What's next as far as writing more novels for you?
Well, I'm taking a different twist, Kate. There was an incident when I was a young kid living in Australia. I try to write stories that start with something that I know, some happening in my life. And there was a small incident in Melbourne, Australia, before I left home. And I'm creating kind of an intrigue mystery around that, as somebody hunts down somebody that offended him. So it's a challenge because I'm trying to create a character that has bad intentions. And I'm having a ball trying to figure out how to do that because that's not how I feel. That's not my emotion. But it's an exercise for me, and I think it's going to be quite an incredible story.
For you,
we'll find out. Veiled intent. I'm sorry?
That's good. Veiled intent. So for you, you go from English 101 to becoming a novelist. Did you ever think that was going to happen?
No. No, I did not. I became a marketing person. I sold printing. I had the best territory in the world, Kate. I had Waikiki. It was my territory for 30 years. And I roamed the streets of Waikiki every day for 30 years, and it was wonderful. No idea in mind of ever writing a story, but my two buddies, the Three Musketeers, we got into a lot of fun, a lot of mischief, so to speak, as adults. And I started to write these stories down so I'd always remember them. Then I thought, well, I can't do that because then somebody else reads them. They're going to know us. And so I started, it just slowly morphed into being a story unrelated to my friends or what had happened. So that started my career in writing.
And there you go. And now look, all these years later, I want to tell everybody that, of course, they can get your book, Hidden So Deep, Stone Spicer. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. You can also go to pageturner.us. They've got a bookstore there, too, that carries it. I'd be remiss not to ask you this, especially since I've had the pleasure of being to many of the islands in Hawaii. What would you say if somebody's going there for the first time, they're listening, they're saving their pennies, because I know people do that, like that's their big dream. You lived their big dream by,
yep,
like you said, walking the streets. I mean, it was every day for you. But somebody finally gets that chance to go, what would you say is a don't miss this?
You know, as much as I hate to see the change that has happened, Hawaii really is Waikiki as far as a tourist is concerned. And I think anybody going there has to go to the island of Oahu and see what Waikiki is, envision what it might have been once upon a time. But it's a central spot to start there. And then I would suggest heading for the Big Island because it's the most intriguing of all the islands. There's so much there that it's still wide open, untraveled. So, yeah, hit Waikiki first. Get it. See it, understand it, and then find another pleasurable spot to roost down and stay for a while.
All right, you would know. That's great advice. Stone Spicer, thank you so much.
Thank you, Kate. I really appreciate it talking to you.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Poudyarco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudyarco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Poudyarco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.